Last Halloween, we did a show on the 10 most haunted places in Wyoming, and we're going for the 10 most haunted places in the world this year. Joining us, Mark Nesbitt, author of numerous books on the ghosts of Gettysburg. His stories have been seen on the History Channel, Discovery Channel, Travel Channel, Unsolved Mysteries, and more. He began his career as a national park ranger and historian, and he joins us today. How are you, Mark?
Just fine, Brian. How are you?
Not bad. Thanks for giving us a few minutes.
No problem.
Were you down in Gettysburg because of the ghosts, or did your work as a historian lead you into that area? What took you to Gettysburg?
Actually, it started off as a summer job when I was in college. I was a park ranger here, and then that worked into something a little bit longer. And I worked as a park ranger here for about 6 years. But while I was a park ranger here, you keep hearing stories and ghost stories and things like that. I lived in several of the historic houses out on the battlefield, and I'd always ask about the ghost stories associated with the house. Now, the Park Service's official party line is that there are no such things as ghosts, okay? But I kept hearing these stories. So I started collecting them, and about 6 years after I started with the park, I quit to become a freelance writer. And it was several years after that when I had collected enough stories to actually put together my Ghosts of Gettysburg, the very first book. It took about 13 years to collect enough stories for that first book. Once the book came out, though, I started getting letters and phone calls and faxes from people that basically said, you know what, my neighbors are wrong, I'm not crazy. Here's what happened to me at Gettysburg. And that's where all the rest of the books have come from. That and so I have 6 books out with those stories in it. But then people kept asking me, where are the most haunted places, and how do I investigate them? Do a paranormal investigation. So I wrote a book on that too, called Ghost Hunter's Field Guide: Gettysburg and Beyond.
That's kind of something I wanted to do. Get into it. Actually, is there one ghost story or one sighting in Gettysburg that's most common, talked about, that a large number of people, on different occasions have witnessed?
Well, there are actually several, but the one that I think is probably the neatest is the Phantom Battalion. I mean, it even has its own name. I heard this story when I was a park ranger, and it apparently happened in the 50s the first time, and that sort of predates all the reenactment groups, and the story is virtually the same the whole every time I've heard it from different individuals. It's about a military unit that apparently marches out from some woods, does some maneuvers, and then marches back into the woods. And when you have 50 or 80 guys marching around, it has an impact on the environment. Well, people go out there and they look for traces, they look for grass that's tramped down, nothing. They look for their unit itself, nothing. There are no cars, there are no buses, there's nothing out there. And so I probably have collected maybe 5 or 6 accounts of the famous Phantom Battalion. So as far as repetition, as far as a residual haunting, I'm pretty sure that holds the record.
Has pretty much all the research you've done, all the stories you've written about this kind of stuff, does it always begin with Gettysburg, or is this an area that might have been destined for this kind of, massacre that happened there?
Brian, there's always been the rumor, and I mean, even the historians around here talk about it, of a huge Native American Indian battle here. And there hasn't been much formal archaeology done on it, but I've been to people's houses who've lived in Gettysburg all their lives, and they'll show me their mason jar full of bullets that they picked up over the course of the years wandering around on the battlefields. Then right next to it is a mason jar full of arrowheads. I mean, the same number of arrowheads. So there was a lot of Indian activity and very likely a battle. I mean, this place may have been destined to be a battle by whatever mysterious forces there are. I know it is a different place, and when people come here, they actually report feeling strange, A friend of mine called it the Great Crush of Souls here at Gettysburg.
One of your titles You are also a paranormal investigator. In fact, you have just named a paranormal investigator of the year by somebody. Who was that? Who told
you? Yeah, that was Haunted America Tours out of New Orleans. They did it. You know, they voted. They have an online voting system. And I was honored to be named Paranormal Investigator of the Year for 2008.
When I talk to people about that kind of stuff, the most interesting thing is hearing what kind of equipment you guys use. You know, you think of Ghostbusters and the stuff they use. And, you know, it's been quite a while since that movie has come out. Has equipment you use for that kind of investigating, has it modernized?
Well, like I tell everybody, there is no such thing as a ghost detector. They haven't invented it yet. All we can do is detect anomalies in the environment. And we separate our people into teams of two types. We have the detectors, and they would use things like, for example, EMF meters, or quick-read thermometers to detect a drop in the temperature. Although, let's face it, the human, our skin is as good as anything. But, you know, you need something with a meter on it so people will actually believe you. And then we also have the recorders, people who work with the detectors. When something's detected, an anomaly, they will take the photograph or they will be videotaping or they will try to get some EVP, which is anymore that's getting to be my forte. I get a lot of EVP. I got probably about 700 examples of EVP from Gettysburg, the fields, the houses, and that type of thing.
Well, Mark, thanks a lot for giving us a couple minutes this morning. Your website, marknesbitt.info, is that your main website?
That's one, and the one if people want to find out about the tours and my books, it's ghostsofgettysburg.com.
Okay, ghostsofgettysburg.com or marknesbitt.info, Nesbitt, N-E-S-B-I-T-T.
Correct.
Thanks for giving us a couple minutes, and good luck.
My pleasure, Brian.